Hey, welcome back to another wonderful edition of the John DiBella Show Daily Podcast. I'm not having the best Monday morning of all time. It's September 20th. In case you didn't know, my boss likes for me to tell you that. And what I don't like telling you is Penn State won, Temple lost, the Cowboys won, and the Eagles lost. So to say I'm grumpy is an understatement. That's all right. You'll still enjoy yourself because I'm getting to the clips in just half a minute here. We talked to John the Mason, betting from space, the Emmys, four random facts, thin the herd, week two bets, a school bus with stripper poles. And once again, we played Who on the Show. Here's what it sounded like. It's a daily podcast.
What was the temperature like up by you?
I mean, pretty nice.
Yeah.
I went out in a hoodie, took it off.
Okay. All
right. Felt great.
Did you have to wear covers last night?
Did I have to wear covers?
Yeah, when you're in bed.
Like
you're
a blanket.
In bed,
right?
I always wear covers. Who doesn't wear covers?
That is kind of a weird question.
Yeah, who doesn't wear covers?
No, because you didn't cover anything on football.
There it is. Yeah, that was a bad
He has worked on that line wow. since
I did it
4
just
p.m.
Now.
Yesterday.
Wow. Just now. Wow. I literally just came up.
Just for you, I'll sleep blankets. Naked all week, John.
Around the time
Steve
that I went,
stinks
hey,
at this.
around the time I went, what was the weather like? That's when I came up with that line. So I'm sorry.
Listen,
good start, Dave.
Everybody
bet against my picks. They could have swept, had a nice parlay for themselves.
All right. Even our listener didn't make his match.
Dude, I was right about literally every game I talked about on the air last week, except for the ones that counted in my pick segment. I was right on Washington.
Right,
I was right on the Chiefs and Ravens. Right, one other one. Ah, who cares? Who cares? I'll get it back this week.
I was texting Dave during the games yesterday, and the first thing I texted was Dave with like 45 periods after it, just waiting. And then I said, 0-3. I said, this is going to be me every week because I'm a monster.
I said, hop on.
I apologize now.
I said, hop on the Cowboys and Vikings now. They're coming up. Hop on them now.
So, and well, we'll talk more about the Eagles game later on, but it was a great first half.
Listen, they moved the ball on that team. They just shot themselves in the foot a couple times.
Yeah, mostly
with going for that Philly not so special.
That changed
the entire complexion of the game.
I like the idea. I don't like the play call.
Same here.
And what about losing Brandon Graham?
That sucks. Ooh. I like Brandon Graham
a lot.
He's a great dude.
Right.
Is Brooks out? Brooks is out too.
He was out. I didn't even realize he was out. But whatever. But Brandon torn Achilles. Most likely, he's done for the season.
That's awful.
Well, losses there, but there's winning coming your way this morning. We're going to do Who on the Show at 7:40 this morning. You can win up to 5 guests for that. And then, of course, there's $500 to win with Dr. Big Buck. So we got a lot to do today.
The John DiBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
Jarek Isaacman was the guy who was the mission commander on that civilian space flight that happened, the 3-day space flight. Right, and a lot of people probably don't know this, but he also made another historic move while he was up in space, which was he bet from space.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Nice. Darren Rovell, who was at Action Network, was approached by – well, is this really betting from space? Darren Rovell from Action Network is approached by Jared's brother, Michael, about being a proxy bettor for Jared. So is he betting from space?
Wait, what?
If he placed it, sure.
All right. Yeah, but his brother placed it, you said, right?
His brother approached the other guy, Darren Rovell. Michael approached Darren Rovell for Jared. You following?
Okay,
no.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Darren agreed.
Down here on Earth.
Right, $8,000, was put in the cage. And so Darren got to work with that money. He bet $4,000 on Thursday night's Washington Giants game. Doesn't say how he placed that bet. And then he bet $4,000 on the Eagles to win the Super Bowl at 66-1.
What?
Hey, he had all the money to go out into space.
You lose oxygen.
$4,000.
You lose oxygen up there, apparently.
The John DiBella Podcast. Wow. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
I nearly came into some extra money yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
I had a job offer yesterday.
You
from
did?
Where?
I had a job offer from
Wilmington?
No. Wilmington. I hear it's very popular for people who once worked here.
Yeah.
All right. No. Some people walk along the street. You know, at my driveway, I have this short wall, all right? And it's just a little wall that, you know, it's about like 3 stones high.
Sure.
That sort of like, you know, really sort of curbs the driveway. All right? And without fail, if some truck is delivering something to the house across the street, when they're backing out, they back into the wall and knock the stones out of place. And they're all cemented, right? So, you know, because I'm Italian, I have the masonry.
Yes,
gene,
right. Yeah, yeah.
All right, you know, so.
Your hands are born that way.
They were. It actually happened years ago. I was watching some guys working at my house, and they were removing flagstone, and they were putting in bricks in this one walkway. And I decided to do something with the flagstone. And my wife came out and said, "But what the hell are you doing?" I said, "I'm putting a patio here behind a pool house." And she said, "What? You don't know how to do this." I said, "I think I do." Right?
Just watch the guy for 10 minutes.
Just watch the guy, right? You know, watch the guy for a week, right? You know, I said, "I think I know how to do this." And boom, it was perfect. It was absolutely. The guy came back and said, "You did that?" I said, "Yeah, how'd you learn to do that?" I said, "I watched you." Right? So here I am outside, right? You know, working on this wall. And this couple comes by and they're walking, you know, out for a walk. And, you know, and they walk by and I say, "Good morning." I say, "Good morning." And, you know, I'm leaning. And I look like crap. All right, you know, I'm in crap clothes. I'm doing masonry work. I'm not going to be dressed for it. All right, you know, and there I am, you know, on my knees, you know, playing with these stones. Right, and they walk past, and like a minute or two later, they're back. And the guy looks at me and he goes, "Are you a Mason?" I said, "No, I'm Italian." That's it.
And you're also hired, apparently.
I said, "If you need somebody for work, I'm not your guy. You do not want me. All right? I can do this little work, but, you know."
Yeah, well, slow your roll a little bit.
He said, we've got these two, like, you know, pillars outside our driveway. I said, "Nah, call a real guy."
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Good morning to you, Cindy. How you doing?
Good morning. Great.
All right. So you wasted your time watching the Emmys last night?
I did. 3 hours that I'll never get back.
Right, right. And Steve made that very clear to you that you were wasting your time.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't even know the Emmys were on.
I had no idea.
About 5:05 this morning when John told me a story about the Emmys. What?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I only I knew they were on and totally forgot about it. And this morning is I read it and it was like, oh, okay. But Ted Lasso, The Crown, Ted Lasso, and Queen's Gambit just kicked ass. Just Netflix blew everybody out of the water.
Sure. What was best show?
Well, for drama, it was The Crown. For comedy, it was Ted Lasso. And for limited series, it was Queen's Gambit.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Which is, I might be ready to watch that again. It was so good. It really was so good. Right, but and then everybody in the drama category, everybody from The Crown took it. In the comedy category, everybody from Ted Lasso took it. Ted Lasso is so good, it's frightening. Although Gene Smart did get it for Hacks, you recommended that show to me, and it really is good. It really is good. So all right, well, there goes our TV talk.
Great, I will make sure that I watch the Emmys next year.
Next year, yeah, right.
Let's just circle back, and we'll replay this segment next year.
Okay,
all those shows are still going to be on, so they'll probably win again. It was like Game of Thrones for 8 years.
Yeah.
Well, it's Monday morning, and here come your randoms.
And now it's time for
random
facts.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Get us started, Sint.
Okay, the contestants on Jeopardy all stand on platforms that are adjusted to make sure they're all the same height.
Yeah, because Alex had a thing, but nobody was allowed to be taller than Alex.
No.
What do you got?
Ciabatta bread. Uh-huh. It's only been around since 1982.
It really?
Right. It was invented by a baker in Verona, Italy, who was trying to make the Italian version of French baguettes.
I always thought it was from Portugal.
I always thought it was made when bread was first made.
Yeah, exactly.
Like
300 years ago.
Are you kidding me?
3,000 years ago.
What do you got?
Reno, Nevada is actually west of Los Angeles because of the way California curves.
Yeah.
This blew my mind. I actually had to look up a map.
Yeah. Kind of freaky to think of that.
Yeah.
Weird. And lastly this morning, the official state vegetable of Oklahoma is the watermelon, which is a fruit.
Random
facts.
The John DeBella Show.
4 stars, says nobody.
Classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
Is it a moon this morning?
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah.
Awesome. Was this the harvest moon? Is the harvest moon next month?
Now you got me.
I have no idea.
All right, well, we'll have to check, all right, but because that's something you just need to know. I think it's harvest moon, then hunter's moon, and then, of course, my favorite in November, the full beaver moon.
Oh, of course. Of course.
Naturally.
Always look forward to that one.
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
So this morning, we're talking about Another One Bites the Dust, and John Deacon The bass player from Queen is the one who wrote it. And Roger Taylor says that he never thought it had any hit potential at all, even after someone who knew plenty about hit records suggested that it did. Here's Roger.
It was John's song and the backwards piano, but it was basically a disco funk riff. And I never dreamed it would catch on like it did, because it was not what we were known for at all. It certainly did catch on. The first that actually said, you guys should release that, was Michael Jackson. He came to one of our shows and the album had just come out and we'd had a couple of hits off the album already. But he said, you guys should release, you know. And I thought, Christ, this guy's nuts. That would never be a hit. Anyway, he was right and I was wrong.
The John DiBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Along with all of the other shortages that there are in the world right now, one of the shortages is school bus drivers, or bus drivers in general.
Yeah, I read an article on that the other day.
Right, right. And an English teacher up in Boston was taking his class on a field trip, and he had went to the school and said, we needed a bus. And he said, well, we don't have a driver. So he went to a charter company and and arranged for a bus. And then midweek, they canceled because they didn't have a driver. So he ended up getting a party bus. With stripper poles
yes.
in it.
How old are these kids?
They're high school kids. Oh, okay. Right. Although one of them said, wanted to know, is that a stripper pole? can you imagine this bus? Right, I mean, it would be so much fun.
All right, kids, get those lunch boxes high in the air. Get them high, get them high, get them high. We're about to get to your school. That's right. Remember, in the lunchroom, it's 2-for-1 chocolate milks. 2-for-1 chocolate milks. And get ready to feast your eyes on Linda, the lunch lady. All right, kids, we're here. Get up off of your seats and exit the bus and go to school.
Who gave those guys that horn?
Yeah, that air horn was a bit much.
The John DiBella Podcast.
You know something? You are nuts.
I am.
102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Ahead of us this week is another round of the MGK search for the MGK house band. This week on the 360 stage at Parks Casino, it's Mafia, Shaman, Knock One Back, and Radioactive. All right. And it's amazing that Knock One Back managed to have a name with 3 words in it.
Yeah.
All right. Mafia, Shaman, Radioactive, and Knock One Back. Doors open at 7. The event starts at 8 o'clock. Dave is going to be hosting it. And one of these bands will end up being the MGK house band. And there's $1,000 in new gear coming their way, recording time at Soundplex Studio, and free merchandise. That's free merch for them to hand out to their fans or use for themselves. It's this Thursday night at Parks Casino and Sportsbook with Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. Time now for the who on the show. This is where we set up these questions. We get a listener and see if they can match us on who we believe the correct answer is for any of these questions. And every time they get a match, all they need is one match. Match one person in the studio. They're going to walk away with it. We got a video library this morning, and joining us this morning is Vinny. Good morning, Vinny. How you doing?
All right, Johnny. How are you?
Never call me Johnny, Vinny.
Oh, boy.
I know better than that.
Okay. Booyah, gotcha. All right, Vinny, hang on, because you've got your questions there, guys?
Yeah.
All right, well, let's fill out our answers to all the questions that we have this morning. There's only 5 of them. All right, I'm going to go there.
Who doesn't flush the toilet, John?
All right, you got yours down?
Didn't know that was a question.
Didn't realize that was going to be there? All right, well, let's go. Vinny, tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from?
I was born and raised in Chester, Pennsylvania.
Okay, and are you still living in Chester, Pennsylvania?
I live in Marcus Hook now.
Okay, all right. What do you do for a living, sir?
I drive around in a truck all day.
Okay, all right.
What'd you do this weekend?
That's why I can listen to you guys all the time.
All right, well, thank you. We appreciate that. Well, then you should do really good at this.
I should.
All right, so, Vinny, who on the show seems the happiest in life, Dave, Steve, or me?
I have to say John.
You'd have to say John. All right.
I did not say John.
I did.
You did?
Yes, sir.
All right, so all right. That's a match
that's
for
a match.
You.
Did nice you say job. John?
No, I said Dave.
Oh.
I said Dave. Who'd you say?
Me.
Okay. No, wow.
Me.
Well, different answers.
Vinny, you two go home live from Slane Castle, Ireland on DVD for you.
All
for
right,
that
so
match.
You get one for that match. Next question. Who on the show is most sensitive with their feelings, Steve, Dave, or John?
Steve.
See, I didn't.
Oh, you are so wrong.
Yeah. I did not put me. I put John.
Yeah. Who'd you put?
I'm reading this guy correctly. Steve.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
What the hell is that supposed to mean, Dave?
You got to think as the listener for this. You got to think about our portrayal towards the listeners for this.
All right, Vinny.
Don't question me. I'm a lot better than this in football.
that's Elton, this week, that's for sure.
Elton 60 live at Madison Square Garden.
I went with me also.
And, nice.
Right. It makes the most sense.
Yeah.
Right.
Who on the show do you think, Vinny, who on the show do you think gives the best massage? Steve, Dave, or me?
God, I'm going to go with John.
Well, you know.
Have you seen the size of his hands?
Right, exactly.
Those ham hands.
I know he's a big guy, and that's why I went that way.
There you go. I put me.
I did too.
I did not.
You did not?
No. All right.
Let me guess. You put you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, let's call.
Three for three.
My father-in-law's
three
on the car.
Three for three, Vinny. You're doing really good.
All right. Yeah.
You got a yes, DVD.
All right.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. All right, who on the show is likely to lean their seat back on an airplane, is most likely to lean their seat back on an airplane, Steve, Dave, or me?
I'm going to go with Dave on this one.
Dave?
He'd have to be on an airplane.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. But I thought you might say that, and that's what I put.
Oh,
did you really?
4 for 4 so far.
Wow. Okay. What'd you put?
John.
Yeah. No, come on, give me me. It's not a problem with me. It's not a problem at all.
What do you mean?
Because there's more than enough room in first class.
That's why I thought you would. I said him because I figured, he's in first class. It doesn't matter who he's leaning back on.
He's leaning back on the help.
By the way, I will recline my plane seat, and I don't care if the person in front of me does.
That's why I put Steve.
Who cares? They recline for a reason. If the person in front of me does it, so what? All right, Roger Hodgson, take the long way home live in Montreal.
Okay, your last question, Vinny.
Clean sweep.
Yep. Okay, yeah. Who on the show would be the most fun to be with on vacation? Steve, Dave, or me?
John.
Really?
John.
Well, it's because you're going to get all the massages, right?
All right. I went. Anybody match that?
I went
Steve.
I said Steve also.
All right.
I went John.
You went John.
Yeah, really? five for five.
Right
like a book.
Wait a second.
Good. Like a book.
Do you know Dave?
Help me on Friday, 7:40. Give me a call.
Other than ham hands, did you pick anybody else other than me?
No,
no,
you. Picked
you.
I didn't pick Dave at all. I picked me and you.
Really? All right.
Me,
Dave,
you.
Not you,
Vinny. Yeah, Vinny.
No, I'm talking to Steve.
It's enough out of you.
We're talking about.
No, I just picked you and me, John. I didn't even bother picking Dave.
What, but you only picked like me for one thing and you for four.
You're in your feelings.
Right.
And the reclining on an airplane.
Okay, all right. I got two.
Yeah. I mean, listen. If you go on vacation with me, we're going to drink, we're going to eat.
Right.
Constantly.
That's going to be a party and a half.
Right. Well, for 5 for 5, you get Rush R40 Live. 3 CDs and a DVD.
What a stash.
Yeah.
Wow. That's
nice.
Vinny, this is a big... So take your truck on over to One Bottle Plaza and everything off to you.
The John DeBella Podcast.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
102.9 MGK.
Bright Side coming up. It's a Monday morning. There's always room on the Bright Side list on Monday. So if you got something you want to say, maybe there's something that happened this weekend. Maybe you want to goof on Dave for all of his football picks. That guy John who played, he lost also.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
tough first week.
The first listener pick lost. So that means that the $50 he has carries over to this coming week.
Correct.
So it'll be $100 up for grabs for the listener pick.
Right.
All right. And did you get screwed on the half point twice?
No.
No?
No, I lost each bet by a couple points at least. Well, the Eagles game was 6-point difference?
Yeah.
I had the Eagles plus 3.5.
Yeah.
So we'll get it back.
It was 3.5 in all three of the games that you were picking.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So, well, you give me.
Eagles Eagles were only dog that I took, though.
You got another shot on. Remember, I told you, though, everybody we've had in the past was really great at picking until they started doing
this. Yeah. Right? No, it's true. Once the pressure's on, it gets real.
It gets really real.
I'm going to be riding that Ryder Cup momentum, though, John. Okay. My golf picks are going to leak into football this week.
I see. All right.
Count on it.
Great.
Steve doesn't look convinced.
Didn't we have enough golf talk with Alex?
Nope.
Alice Cooper?
Nope.
All right.
The John DiBella Podcast.
How dare you?
Philadelphia's classic rock.
I am beyond angry.
102.9.
I'm furious.
MGK.
Pearl Jam and Germer and the John DiBella Show. Josh Klinghoffer, I'm trying to figure this out. All right, Pearl Jam going out on the road. Mm-hmm. All right, they got Stone Gossard playing guitar. Uh-huh. This is a Matt Cord question.
Right.
And they just hired Josh Klinghoffer, who used to be with the Red Hot Chili Peppers, to play guitar with them, to be a touring guitarist.
I don't know.
Maybe there's songs that need two guitars.
Maybe they've got something special planned.
All right, right. I've never seen Pearl Jam live. I've never had the opportunity to see.
Nor have I.
So I don't know if they intend to have somebody on stage or not. But we'll ask Matt. Matt will have the answer to that.
All covers. That's what they're going to do. All Chili Peppers. Come see Pearl Jam. Play the Chili Peppers.
I'd love that, honestly.
61 degrees outside. Mostly
give it away. Give it away. No.
Temperature getting up to 78 degrees, 61 at the moment. Keyword, this hour is up, and you still got about 4.5 minutes to get that into us and maybe get yourself a $500. But right now,
Thin the Herd.
It is amazing how many people think they're important enough to be spied on, and doing a bunch of drugs and getting yourself paranoid only increases that. All right, a 28-year-old guy here in Pennsylvania was convinced someone messed with the CD player in his car last Saturday.
Uh-oh.
And he thought that they replaced the parts so that they could spy on him. Yes, he was on meth. He lives near Lancaster.
Oh. All right,
doesn't trust the cops there. So he decided to drive 4 hours across the state to Punxsutawney to file a report with the police there.
Wow.
Okay, high on meth. As soon as they get there and he tells them about the CD player, they go, oh, this guy's on drugs. And it turned out that he hadn't slept in days as well. They arrested him after they found meth in his car along with a whole bunch of other drug-related stuff. No word on if they found anything spying on him yet. What do you got, Steve?
I have a doozy.
Okay.
Tampa, Florida, Sunday morning. Cops are in the middle of a standoff with an armed teenager on a rooftop.
All right.
28-year-old woman named Jessica Smith somehow decides, I don't know how she decided, to drive right through the middle of it in a golf cart.
Oh, nice.
Totally naked.
Yes.
Just a coincidence. She had nothing to do with the standoff, the kid on the roof, just driving in Tampa naked in a golf cart.
Oh, yeah. It's so Florida.
Correct. The cops initially tried to shoo her away so they could focus on the standoff, this kid with a gun on the roof, but she refused and continued to joyride around the area. She was eventually arrested, charged with resisting an officer, and not surprisingly, she was drunk. Now for the 18-year-old Miles Abbott on the rooftop. He was arrested also after a six-hour standoff included him firing the gun once. Nobody else was hurt except him because he shot himself in the right thigh. If he knew the naked woman.
What do you got?
I got a homeowner in Boone County, Kentucky. Boone County, yeah.
That's probably named after Daniel.
It could be, yeah. Yeah, is that where Boone's liquor comes from? Probably. It's Kentucky.
It's like Boone's Farm is.
Boone's Farm, yeah. So the homeowner there, he was charged with arson after authorities found that he set fire to his own place. And cops say that Charles Mullen admitted to turning on the stove's gas burners and then pouring gasoline all around the place. So then he takes a piece of paper, he lights that on fire, tosses it into everything, lets it go to work. Why, you might ask? Well, according to the sheriff's office, Mullen says that God told him to start the fire, then leave Kentucky.
I see.
From the Book of Chuck. No injuries have been reported, and God has not been formally charged, nor can he be reached for questioning.
In the Herd.
Now, you can tell when a criminal doesn't get out a lot and just watches too much crime TV on the couch.
Right.
A 41-year-old woman named Kimberly Maxwell from Ashland, Kentucky, was at a park along the Ohio River on Friday, and she sat down with a random family as they were eating dinner. Kimberly appeared to be under the influence, and she grabbed their 5-year-old son, carried him off and threw him into the river.
Oh my God. Wow.
She later jumped in too, not to save him, just to be crazy. All right. Fortunately, a witness sprang into action, rescued the boy, who wasn't hurt at all. The authorities located Kimberly in the water, and she yelled, "This is international waters." The police can't do anything to me. Of course, the Ohio-Kentucky border is not international, and police definitely can do something about it. Kimberly was charged with kidnapping and malicious assault. She's in jail, and no bond has been set. Thank God.
In the herd.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station. 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com. Your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.